Morning. The difference between living and dead. Dead, you do nothing. There are some, help me, Holy Ghost, some Christian folks that have received Christ. Yeah. But they're dead. They have received him, and that's all that they have done. It's just received him. But if they would give Christ a chance, Christ would make them become alive. And I believe I said dead because we don't see that they're doing anything. No, we can't. But I don't believe that they really are dead. Their aliveness just have not made its way to the outside. If you remember back in December, if you looked across and looked around, you saw trees that looked as if they were dead. But look at it, those same trees now. They were not dead. They were just laying dormant for a while so they could come out and become alive. This word, the word of God will make you become alive if you allow him the opportunity to work within you. You can go to church. You can know how to do churchy things. And do those churchy things and not be alive, doing the same things that you know you need to do. It all depends on your lifestyle, how you're living, what you're doing. This word of God will change you. You cannot change the word of God. This word will change you if you will allow him to. You have to allow this word to change you. And when you allow this word to change you, he will. If you are alive in the word in Crestview, the word will be alive in you when you are wherever you go. We need to not be Sunday Christians 24/7. Not just a Christian at Easter time because it's the resurrection. We need to be Christians every day of our lives. And we are, or we are not, Christians at all. You can't be a part-time Christian. It's a full-time job. You have to be it when things are going bad, and you need to have the word living in you when things are going well. If you allow Christ into your life, he will make you see that you need him all the time. He's better than American Express. They said don't leave home without him. And you sure don't need to leave home without God in your life. If you ever allow him into your life, there will never be a time when you cannot use him or you don't want to use him. Because some of us have American Express cards in our pocket and we don't use them. But God is not like that. If you have God in your life, he's used every day. Every day. That's why we get along with one another. Because we're using God in our lives. And sometimes, and I'm fixing to get out of your way, he's more needed among Christian folks than he is other folks. Because we have a tendency to get on one another's last nerve.